from the top of Morning Thang Mountain. Transmitting across Virginia and around the world. The K92 Morning Thang.
Oh, baby, it's Friday. Woo! Oh, big day, big day. Monica, do you know what day it is, too?
What?
I'm not that camel. I'm not. You know
what day is it? What?
It's National Nut Day.
Okay.
There you go.
I had nuts for that. And stuff. It's always in my throat.
Yep. This is a big day for nuts.
Mm-hmm.
All the nuts will gather
cashews,
around.
Cashews, walnuts, almonds.
I actually thought of you yesterday when I ran in the grocery store because they had the bags of the nuts nobody likes, and I almost bought you one.
Oh.
It was an entire bag of Brazil nuts.
Oh, yes, you should have gotten it.
Like its own bag.
Its own bag of just
Brazil nuts. I love
Brazil
nuts.
Right. Brazil nuts, if you're not familiar, is that really big nut that you usually throw away when you have the mixed nuts. Everybody else.
Oh, I love them.
Why?
I like them unsalted. Just unsalted Brazil.
Unsalted.
Yeah.
So you can
get the raw Brazilian nuts. That's
the
what
nut-ness.
She wants to get that whole survivor kind of feel.
Mm-hmm. You see, unsalted nuts for me, there's something I don't like it.
I'm okay with it. But with Brazilian nuts, I prefer them to be unsalted.
Okay. Unsalted makes it feel like it was unprepared. Like they literally went out in the forest, grab some nuts, and put them in a bag, and then put them in the store.
Right. I love it.
If they don't do something to it.
Like, they're not even trying. It's laziness. I know, full of zinc, and that's my problem, is the Brazil nut, to me, tastes sort of like a peanut mixed with a penny.
I think you'll say that. Mm-hmm. Lick a penny?
Right. So it's like licking a penny and eating a nut all at the same time.
Oh, I love them.
Just very
I need to get that
list.
Bag of nuts.
What would one need with that giant bag of Brazil nuts?
Get some water or something. A snack?
Yeah, just a snack.
I thought that was the snack. Is that not the snack?
What?
I thought if you're eating a bag of Brazil nuts, that would be the snack.
Well, yeah, but I didn't. These are huge, man. I don't know who could actually eat all of these.
You put them in the fridge and they'll stay, you know.
And then
for years.
When you open up the bag of nuts, what are you eating them with then?
Nothing.
Okay, that's what I said.
Nothing.
Okay, that's what, because I thought you said, Zach, I thought you asked a question of what would we need with the nuts.
Oh.
And then I thought you said a snack.
What would you need them?
No, I just meant what good are they?
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's why I said as a snack.
Okay.
like, who needs these stupid nuts? It was that
That's why
one.
I was confused. I mean, just as a snack.
That's the one, too, where, because that bag was, they were still in that giant hard shell. That is that it's the hardest nut to get into with that nut. You got to get a nutcracker.
Yeah, you do.
And you sit there.
It's been a long time since I've used one of those.
Church.
Yeah.
You get that brown bag with the orange and the apple.
It's like Christmas nuts or something like that. You just zoom.
I also like to point out that when it comes to nutcrackers, you know, the ones, the little soldier ones that you can buy, those can't crack any nuts. I mean, those are just a false advertisement all around. Good morning, everybody. It is the Thang. We will be here to support Antoine, even though he's a terrific failure and did not go on a run yesterday.
You declared
yourself a failure. I mean,
I'm disappointed in myself. It was just a busy day. We went and did the teacher tour thing.
Yes.
And then by the time left that, got something to eat because I didn't eat breakfast yesterday.
Yeah.
Then it was time to go to basketball practice. Like, I just didn't
have
time.
You had no time to run. I'm happy that
so
you were able to sit and relax.
I had to run a little bit with my players
just
so I could get some kind of run in.
I know. I was thinking these are missed opportunities. If you're going to do the teacher tour, you could have run up and down the hallway.
Shout out to Laura Bonnetai, by the way.
Yep. Going, LB, LB. Who is
the
teacher
you
were honoring?
It was Miss Rachel Wilmoth.
Right. So you'd be like, Miss Wilmoth,
Miss
Wilmoth.
Yes.
And, we'll be back at another school today.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a goodie.
Maybe, Antoine, you'll get your run in this
maybe,
time.
Maybe. We'll see.
You go ahead and do that. The man is mad at Pizza Hut, and he's mad at ketchup. That's a lot of rage.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Yep, bottle of ketchup. He's mad with it. The ketchup says shake, squeeze, and squirt. You know, ketchup. That's what you do, right?
Yeah,
shake
sure.
it, squeeze it, squirt it out. Well, he says he was taken aback by the bottle.
He was taken aback.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
I am aback right
yes,
now.
Yes, he said that he is shocked and upset with Pizza Hut because the bottle that reads that should be taken away because it sounds like a swingers app.
Okay.
And he said he doesn't like the sexual connotations.
And what is the phrase again?
Shake, squeeze, squirt.
Shake, squeeze, squirt.
It's ketchup bottle.
Right.
Yeah.
Which those are the things you have to do to the ketchup bottle. Now, I will point out
Adrian
that as soon as
happy.
He calls it to attention, now that's all I'm thinking
now,
about.
Now it stands out.
I know. Uh-huh. But yeah, Adrian, he's 31. He's upset with Pizza Hut. He doesn't want those ketchup bottles in the restaurant.
But if they don't have the instructions on them, how will we know how to use the ketchup
we need
bottle?
We're just going to look at the bottle. We're going to be like, how do I get it out?
He said it's awful. He said he can't use the ketchup there.
It's an abomination.
Yes.
He can't do it. Some people get so mad about nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing. Like, Adrian, go home, buy a bottle of ketchup.
I feel like it probably says this on all ketchup bottles.
I don't know.
I can't imagine, like, there's a plastic ketchup bottle where it doesn't say
I don't
that.
Think it says it on store brand. I think it just says store.
It says red stuff. It doesn't even say ketchup. Just a bottle of red.
Yeah.
Or, Antoine, are we missing the seedy underground ketchup swinger society? I mean,
maybe.
Ketchup and pineapples.
Right. I mean, pineapples used to just be fruits, and now they're an open invitation. So maybe there is something about this shake, squeeze, and splort or whatever
and
it
Pizza
was.
Hut, they're like, we've had this label since 2019, and he's offended. I'm looking at the ketchup.
Pizza Hut, that's one of those ones they have to make a statement and go, oh, man, I don't know, man. Come on.
Sleep alone.
Can we move on from this?
Why are you ordering fries from there anyway? I mean, I know they offer chicken strips and fries.
I'm going to try the fries. If I go to a place and they have fries, at some point I'm probably going to try them.
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, because
if it's Pizza Hut, I'd be like, no, I just want pizza.
Pizza, it's one of those things where I always feel wrong if I'm not eating the right thing at a certain place.
Yeah.
You know, for example, getting a salad at McDonald's. Like, I feel like I've done it wrong. Like, why was I doing this?
Why did you
this?
Do that?
There's some of the things at KFC. Like, if I don't have fried chicken, I think, why did I come here?
Right.
Like, that's what I'm here for.
He's at Pizza Hut ordering his fries.
But see, when they have something extra that doesn't belong, I'm like, I gotta at least try it. It's like, maybe it's a secret. Like, maybe it's really good.
Because you never know. Like, there's one guy that's just, he's really into French fries, man.
He cares a lot about it when he's making them back then.
He's been putting his heart and soul into it. Like, that's where he wants his career to someday be.
Pizza fries.
They'd be good on pizza.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hence me saying pizza fries. That's where my head was going. You beat me to it.
I like pizza fries. That's a good idea. They could do. What about pizza nachos?
Well, that's what I'm thinking fries with, like, nacho kind of feel, where it's just a basket of fries, but then you put, like, the pizza sauce on top with some cheese and...
Maybe that's what he's doing. That's why he's so upset.
Guys, we got to open a Pizza Hut.
I'm hungry now.
And just remember, our Pizza Hut will be for swingers. Oh. Absolutely. You
know, that's it.
Yep, you got to go get the
Adrian,
magic.
Sorry.
Sorry, man. Can't come to our Pizza Hut, but we're making nachos. Brian from Lynchburg is texting us. We're talking about the food thing, you know, where you order something and it just feels wrong at the place because they specialize in something and they're great at it.
Yeah.
And then you think, why am I ordering a mini pizza from Subway?
Yeah.
Because I would never order a burger from Little Caesars.
No.
I get their pizza.
I think about that at Hibachi. Like, who orders nuggets? They offer nuggets. They have chicken nuggets.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the kid thing.
Yeah. But still, just having it there. If you're an adult and you order it, there's somebody.
Probably.
We know someone that would.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Put really, some sauce on it.
If all you're going to do is eat chicken nuggets, just stay home. Like, you don't need to go out anywhere. Just get the bag, throw them in the freezer.
You're good.
Yeah, and you are good to go. We were having a spirited debate yesterday as to what heart you would want if you had to have an animal heart inserted into you. These are the serious topics that we discussed because the woman got the pig kidney. So the pig kidney was hooked up to that patient.
Yeah.
And so then it Monica took it to the heart place.
If I ever need an organ, I don't need to know where it came
which
from.
Which animal
it came
would you
from.
Want?
Just put it, see, I don't want to know that.
Which
though.
Animal? So if you need a new heart, what animal are you going to pick? Like you don't want a bear heart. That's
I want a lion.
For your chest.
I think a lion heart.
You want a lion heart.
And I think they got worms. Because I feel like cats have worms and, you know, you're a big cat.
It is just a cat. You want to think about it. You say
maybe
lion.
Maybe a deer. Maybe something
nope,
that's
they
always
got, they
terrified.
Got they got
lime.
Yeah, you don't want
maybe,
that one.
Maybe, how about a pelican? I don't know.
Smells like fish.
I'm running out of things.
Poor Antoine's going to be over there licking himself with his cat heart.
Just trying. I'm trying.
I'm thinking giraffe heart.
A giraffe.
That seems like a good one.
They're
right?
Pretty laid back.
Why?
Yeah.
Because it looks like a big, strong heart to me.
It has to with all that neck and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
With all that neck
what
and stuff.
What does the neck have to do with the
circulation?
Heart?
Circulation. Got to have a good, strong heart to pump all that blood everywhere.
Okay. Yes, please refer to my doctor, Dr. Monica, okay. Over here. Yeah, we know exactly.
Science!
It's science. Look it up. I think it's
all
in the
right,
Bible,
just so
too.
We know, the giraffe heart is relatively small heart.
Uh-huh.
Just, how long
just
they
so
live?
You know.
Good.
And it pumps very short distances, like to the lungs and stuff, so you're going to be out of breath a lot.
I think a giraffe is about 20 years, maybe.
20 years.
I'm trying to think. Remember that the internet giraffe?
Yeah.
I think that giraffe made it to about 20.
25 years, approximately.
Okay.
For a
there
giraffe.
You go. Look at us learning stuff.
It's time for Fang Hacks on K92.
I'm going to teach you how to turn one burger into two. It's
okay.
Magic. Monica's going to help you with a cheap, quick Halloween costume for a child.
Yep.
Or maybe just an adult who's desperate. Any of those. And Antoine, help us with our pumpkin carving. Because to me, the pumpkin carving hack is to pick up the pumpkin, put it down, and walk away. Like, that's all you need to do.
But you didn't actually carve the pumpkin. You placed the pumpkin.
Virtual carving.
It's a virtual in your head.
AR. I AR carve, and then I walk away.
All right. And I will admit, this is a thing hack that I used last year, or that I talked about last year. But I think for the people that love pumpkin carving, maybe you didn't hear it last year, so I just want to help you out. For pumpkin carvings, to keep it safe, after you hollow out the pumpkin, all you have to do is get one of those cookie cutters, the one that has like the shapes, like whether it be a dinosaur or a triangle. If you use a triangle, then it could be the eyes. And you use that on the outside of the pumpkin and you hammer it through. So as opposed to drawing on the pumpkin and then getting a very sharp knife and cutting through the pumpkin, possibly cutting your hands, possibly the kids cutting themselves, just get a cookie cutter and just hammer it through. The pumpkin has to be hollow, or it's not going to go through, obviously.
Okay. See, because I would be concerned, though, if the pumpkin was hollow, that one false hammer, and then you've just destroyed the entire pumpkin.
Well, that's why
that could happen.
You have to go
gentle.
Like you're chiseling a statue. You can't just go, whoom, because then it's going to go all the way through.
See, this is wild.
So you just got to go.
You don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it. Because what's going to happen is I'm going to do one eye hole and the other eye hole, and then we're just finally get to the nose hole, and then that's when the whole thing just cracks apart, and then the kids are like, we need a new pumpkin, and then I'm running to the damn store.
Well, then, Zach, you should get some practice pumpkins. You should do it like a practice pumpkin first. You know, and then double up, and then come and do the real one. If you're so worried about destroying
like
a pumpkin.
I'm much more into, what's that, you know, the pumpkin cannon thing that they have over at Lehman Farms?
Where they just shoot the pumpkins away.
Ta-da, that works. Yep, just send it out there. That's how I carve pumpkins. Smash them against
the wall.
Well,
for the people that want to carve pumpkins but don't want to use a knife, use a cookie cutter and a hammer, and it works. Promise.
I'm so relieved. My neighborhood is having a pumpkin carving party tomorrow, and I'm out of town. I'm so thrilled.
Yay!
I'm like, can't make it. Yes. Kid and adult pumpkin party. I'm like, you know that means all the kids got to just be running around.
Uh-huh.
I get done with my pumpkin yet? Your pumpkin. What's going on here? Antoine, you love a good burger.
I do love a good burger.
What if you could take one burger and turn it into two?
Then I have two burgers I'm happy about now.
All you have to do is not have any self-respect, because that's the way I always feel
it fluctuates.
About the special order people that do these ordering hacks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Monica's a special order person in that she has weird specific demands. You're a different kind of annoying.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. This is the one where people say, oh, okay, just order this and then get an extra side of blah, blah, blah. And for another 11 cents, you can have all these things, because that's the hack that you can do for Five Guys.
Okay.
Because you get one of their burgers and their regular burger, you got the two patties.
Yes.
I mean, that's a big burger right there. So according to this hack that has gone viral, you ask for all the toppings on the side, and then you ask for an extra bun, which I guess free at Five Guys, and then you build yourself two burgers.
You got to walk in here and do that.
I'm just never going to say, give me that burger and then put everything on the side. Oh, and can I have an extra bun? Because I know that they know what I'm doing.
Oh, they know.
And I feel like a loser at that moment.
You know what? And thinking about it, though, it makes their life easier. Like, as an employee, you don't have to make the burger. Like, all the toppings are off to the side. So for them, all they have to do is, all right, give me that burger. Put their hands in there, put it off to, like, it's easier.
I'll do a new hack. Why don't you just ask if you can go behind the counter and make your own two burgers? God, let me take everything off of your plate.
It makes you think of Fuddruckers. Have you ever been there?
I didn't go. Make your own burger
kind of situation. You just get the patty and then you go down the line and you just put all of your own toppings on it.
Right.
But you're supposed to do it there. You're not sneaking the system this way.
And they went out of business because everyone's probably stealing all the toppings. So
put it in their pockets.
Yep. So if you have no self-respect, you can go ahead and do that. But we need the DIY or the quick fix or the on the cheapy Halloween costume.
You know, time is flying by. Ugh. So if you don't have your costume, it's crunch time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So if you need
7 days.
Stop saying that.
I know. Yeah. So if you need some ideas for your kids, I have one. It's self-care mom costume. Because what
self-care
do we have
mom.
On Sundays? We have our facial mask and a robe. So just put that facial mask on a child, put a towel around their head, and a robe. They are self-care mom.
That's actually not a bad costume. Because instead of self-care mom, it could be spa day, too.
Yeah.
Like, it could be a spa day.
Yep.
Self-care mom day, though.
That's not terrible.
Man, I can't wait to be spa day at the Boo Bash.
That's not terrible.
That's a good time.
Maybe if you sit
have
down, somebody come up and do your toes or something.
Yeah, massage your back.
Yeah, that'd be nice. See, actually, that is a good costume for us because Boo Bash is next Friday. So if you want to join us, Awful Arthur's downtown Roanoke. Because we can go as spa day, because because then we're allowed to sit down.
Yes.
We sit down, it's part of the costume.
That's right.
I bring the cucumbers for our eyes.
Yeah.
We can take a nap.
People be like, why are you taking a nap? Oh, he's doing it for work. Oh, this is genius.
Wow, he is committed.
Sing the next line.
Now we sing the next line. On the K92 Morning Thing. Monica, we should know these songs.
Mm-hmm.
We should know all songs.
Yes.
Old, new, we have to hear them 100 million times.
Yep.
So it should be ingrained in our heads.
You would think.
You would think. But will we be able to do this when a push comes to shove? So let's get Janelle in here. Hi, Janelle.
Hi.
All right, Janelle, you have a choice. You can have me, Zach, sing the next line for you or Monica Brooks. Which one would you like, Janelle?
I'm going to go with Monica.
Okay.
All right.
So Janelle and Monica, the first duo up. Monica, this is, he's a great guy. It's a song by Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar. So we are going to play a line. When it stops, we need you to sing the next line. If you sing the next line correctly, Janelle wins the prize.
Okay.
Now, some people may think he's a nice guy, but I feel like if you ask Jason Sudeikis,
Ted Lasso
did steal his wife. You know, other people like him. But anyway, all right. So, Watermelon Sugar, we'll play this clip, and then Monica, when it ends, you just sing the next line of the song. Here we go.
High, watermelon sugar, high. Watermelon sugar, strawberries on a summer evening. Baby, you're.
I need more loving, and I got your healing.
I like that.
It's like 2021 Marvin Gaye coming
like
back
that.
In.
All right, so Monica, you said I need more loving, right?
And
I want your healing?
Yeah, yes. And I got your healing.
Yeah, okay. Something like that. Okay.
Let's find out that it's not that. Here we go.
I want your belly, and it's summer feeling.
Which I did not know this. He says, I want your belly and that summer feeling.
That's an odd line.
Oh.
I want your belly.
Oh, I guess she's laying on him.
Is that what it is? I want your belly. You know, some of these people, these artists, they're kind of allowed to say whatever they want because people think Harry Styles is dreamy. Like if I say, I want your belly.
Yeah. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly.
Or
Ed Sheeran's got that song right now where he says, I want to drink your smile. Like Ed Sheeran gets away with that.
Yes, yeah. Nobody else does.
Right. Girl, I want to drink your smile. They're calling the cops.
Yeah, they're like, what?
Yeah. Like I'm going to have a discussion with the bouncer afterwards.
Janelle, did you know that? Did you know the next line?
I did not.
Okay.
Okay. Well, then, she doesn't feel bad then.
You're amongst friends. Thank you, Janelle. Sorry we couldn't win for you. Let's go ahead and do another round now. Where is it?
Sing the next line.
Okay. That's my next person here is, hold on, let me do that. Is it Michael? Hello, Michael.
Hello.
All right, Michael, let's go ahead. It's me and Michael
now. Zach and Michael. Zach, you are playing for Michael. You will be think of the next line of a Billie Eilish song.
Oh, I know her. I like
Therefore,
her.
I am.
All right, I've heard this song a lot. So let me see if I can sing the next line for Michael.
Stop. What the hell are you talking about? Get my pretty name out of your mouth. We are not the same with or without. Don't talk.
Oh, but I knew the don't talk part.
I would like.
Don't talk.
Okay.
Antoine smells like a goat.
All right.
There, fine. Oh, fine. Be that one.
Let's see if Billie Eilish said, don't talk. Antoine smells like a goat.
Well, you know what? She should because he does. Here we go.
What'd she say?
What was that?
She goes, don't talk about me like you know, like you might know how I feel.
Would you have accepted Bakula over
that? I would have been open to that one.
Okay,
I would have
been open to that one. All right, Michael, I'm sorry. That was a tough one, though. Yeah, that was for sure. Okay, let's go ahead and do another one. Here we go. Nope, not that one. I did the wrong thing. Okay, who's next? We have Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hey.
Whoa.
What is wrong with your phone?
She's on AM radio.
What I'm baffled by this phone. Katie, what kind of phone are you on?
I'm on an LG Velvet.
Okay.
A Velvet?
Mm-hmm.
What, a Volvo?
It's
a Velvet.
Soft. Yeah. It's soft.
Antoine,
phone,
would you like to defend your Droid phone this morning?
I got a Samsung. My phone is soft.
Yep. I want every iPhone user to hear this right now. You hear this phone right here. What in the world?
Okay, so Katie, who do you pick?
Yeah, Katie, who do you want to sing the next line for you?
Yell it.
Monica.
Woo! All right, girl.
All right, fantastic. All right, Katie's all calling right. in live from Neptune, so let's go ahead and do this.
All right, Monica, you are a big fan of Rihanna.
I do Ooh, love yeah. some Rihanna.
So I need you to sing the next line of Rihanna's hit song, Umbrella.
Okay.
Oh, you should be able to do this.
I should.
Come on, here we go. Let's go ahead and do it. Under my umbrella,
you are my fantasy.
Ooh, okay.
I think that's it.
Okay, let's like see. We're listening for your, how'd you say it again?
You are my fantasy.
You are my fantasy.
You are my fantasy. Here we go. We get.
Here for infinity.
Oh!
You may be my fantasy, oh! but the correct line is wrong. Here for infinity.
Oh, Katie.
Dang it.
Sorry, Katie.
So close.
Love you, Katie, and your phone.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. We gotta do a sponsorship with a cell phone company.
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, my God. The velvet. Smooth like velvet. All right, let's see if we got Robin in here still. Come on, let me push my button here. Come on, there. Robin, good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Oh, Robin, what kind of phone are you calling in on?
An iPhone.
Oh, see, I knew it. I knew
it's
it.
So clear, right? Is that what you guys are saying? Yep. It's so clear.
I prayed to God that she was going to say iPhone. I'm like, please say iPhone. Okay. Robin, it's me.
Robin and Zach.
Okay.
All right.
For the iPhone users everywhere, can we stick it to the droids? Let's find out.
All right, Zach, we don't know if you have Megan knees, but I need you to finish this Megan Thee Stallion song featuring Beyonce, man. Savage. The remix. Okay. I need you to sing the next line.
I think about Zach twerking with Megan Thee.
Is he the exact cast Megan Thee?
You be quiet. Don't you think about me twerking. I didn't authorize that. No means no. Here we go.
Bougie. He say the way that thing move is a movie. I told that boy we gotta keep it lowly, me the room. I done bled the block and now it's hype tune. I'm moving and I'm moving. Okay. I'm a savage. Okay. Classy, bougie, ratchet.
Okay. Sassy. Sassy something nasty. What is it? Sassy fruity nasty.
Okay, sassy fruity nasty. And just so you know, if Zach gets this incorrect, we need a caller. So call in right now. The game's not over if he gets it incorrect.
In shame. All right, go ahead. What is that? Sassy fruity nasty.
Sassy fruity nasty is what we're looking for.
Sassy moody nasty.
Oh, Robin.
You were there.
I was there.
Yeah.
It's moody.
You were there.
Moody. Now you're moody.
Nasty. Now I am moody. Yeah. I absolutely am moody. Robin, I am so sorry.
It's okay.
But Robin, just remember, even though you lost in this game, you won versus Katie's phone.
He's okay. All right.
Gotcha. Goes, I'll take it.
All right. Let's go ahead and get another person.
Yeah, we got some callers on here.
Let me load up.
They were waiting. See.
The next line.
Uh-huh. So the funny thing is, like, I can see the phone lines. Mm-hmm. So when that song came on, the phone lines dropped dead because they were like, there's no way Zach doesn't know this. And as soon as you said fruity, they lit back up.
Oh, man, I knew sassy something nasty. Darn it. Okay, let's get this person live on the radio. Hello, good morning. Who's this?
Katie again.
Katie.
Katie went and bought another phone.
Yeah,
well, she got off that work.
She did.
Yeah.
You know what it is? She borrowed an iPhone, and now she is ready to do this. Katie, all right, you get a choice again. Is it Monica or is it Zach?
I love Monica. I'm going with Monica.
Okay.
Woo! All right, love you too. We're going to do this.
Here we go. Let's do it right now. Do it for Katie.
All right, Monica, you are a big fan of Nelly. Sometimes it gets a little hot in her.
Hot in her.
So it needs you to sing the next line to hot in her.
Here we go. Hot in her on the thing.
Stop pacing, time wasting. I got a friend with a pole in the basement.
What?
I'm just kidding like Jason.
Unless you gonna do it.
Unless you gonna do it.
I think she got it.
Unless you go, let's see.
Let's go ahead.
Unless you gonna do it.
We're going to hear Katie's excitement this time.
I know. I got to be honest. I miss Katie's old crappy phone.
The
K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Would you buy
a haunted house if it was cheaper?
No. I don't think I could do it.
Well, a third of Americans say, well, you know, if the price is right, sure, no problem. I'll go ahead and buy that haunted house.
I feel like we were talking about this the other day, where it's just, it's not smart. It's not smart. Because, like, if something happens, you're going to blame the ghost. It's going to be the ghost's fault. Like, I just don't need that on my conscience.
Okay, but we are all aware that, I mean, it's not haunted.
Are we sure?
I don't know about that.
Are we sure?
I am pretty sure.
Are we sure?
I believe in the spirits and the spiritual energy.
I'll say that I do just because they don't show up to make me believe.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's, yes, people have all these, you can watch whatever show you want on Discovery Plus that'll tell you that a house is haunted. But outside of fictional movies, there are really
no. You're trying to test it. You're trying to test the spirits.
Well, you know, for a good enough deal, you're a really nice house. What I find is interesting is one thing that they said, they gave them a choice. Would you rather live in a house by a highway or a haunted house? And more people said they would rather live in the haunted house.
Yeah, the house by the highway.
I'm in a highway.
Wow. Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
So you go
people
haunted
that live
house?
By a train. I'm like, oh, God.
Maybe the ghost would be quiet.
Nice and quiet over here in the other world. Yeah, so they'll go ahead and say the haunted house, if it's cheaper, would you? You can text into 52353.
Number two.
So another one talking about houses. This is a massively growing trend right now is friends pooling their money to buy a house together. Remember you always said that
in college, like towards the end of high school, like freshman year of college, that was a conversation me and my friends would have.
Right. Or you'd even have when you were young couples. Well, why don't we just all live in a house together? Because then we can take turns with the cleaning of the house and taking care of kids.
Yeah,
and
who has done
perfect.
That and has it worked out for you?
I feel like some people have tried it and it has never worked out.
Yeah, it's never worked out.
No, I don't think it has. I don't believe that it's ever actually worked out, especially if it's couples and families. Forget it.
No, I don't see it working.
But it's great in theory. That's one of those ones, I mean, on paper. Right here on paper. Oh, man, it looks great. And then when it springs off the page, yikes.
I think it could work.
You think so?
More so. I don't think with couples, no, but I think with a group of friends, it could work.
No, I don't think
so. I think so.
Everybody,
a big enough house.
Everybody got enough roommate drama as it is. And then,
I need my own wing. Like, I need, a big mansion.
And I guess I say that because I've had multiple roommates and I've never had roommate drama, like ever. And the multiple roommates I've had, like we've always gotten along.
Oh, so you're the one they talk about when you're around.
You think so?
Yeah. You've never had a roommate?
No.
That seems like appropriate.
Yeah, I'm about to say it seems right. Yeah. It seems right.
I don't. You're not a roommate kind of person.
No,
I don't think
I'm not.
So. You're the husband. That's cool. That's good. That's all it is. Nothing else. I just, as a grown-up, don't want to have to write my name on things in the refrigerator, okay? I just don't want to do it. But, yeah, lots of people have. If it's worked for you, I don't believe you, but you can text it into 52353.
Number one.
Oh, man, 'tis the season. It's one of, I love fall for lots of different reasons, but there are a couple things that I hate about fall.
Okay.
And the biggest one, I think we can all agree, is leaves.
Yeah, they're the worst. There's so many leaves.
I thought you were going to say time change. It starts getting dark.
Oh, just thanks for the reminder.
Oh, sorry. Okay. No, all right. Sorry. Yeah.
We have a new leader in the clubhouse now.
Okay.
But what else? The fact that our Halloween costumes haven't arrived yet? Yeah, let's put that one in.
Happy
there,
Friday,
too.
All.
What else? The sun's setting so early. Oh, yeah. Happy Friday, everybody. Yeah, so leaves and raking of leaves. This expert says you don't have to.
So you don't have to rake the leaves.
No, don't rake the leaves because he says it's good compost.
Yeah, but it just looks messy.
It does.
Because it looks dirty.
Because you know what looks dirty? A compost heap.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got the name heap right in it. And I agree to this a little bit in that, yes, there can be some leaves in your yard and they do help sort of break down and they do fertilize your grass a little and little animals and stuff and whatever. But when it's just a gigantic yard of leaves, it kills all of your grass.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be sitting here thinking, I'm fertilizing. No, you're making dirt.
Yeah, I go spread it out.
Yeah.
Might as well rake it up.
Of course,
there.
You know, Captain Buzzkill. Do you know him, Monica? Guy over here says, well, you know, when you rake them up, too, it's all the methane gases in the landfill. And,
oh, God.
You know, I feel like everything contributes to global warming always is that what it comes down to. I would say if you want a thang hack on the best way to get rid of your leaves, it's super easy.
Okay.
Yep. Really, really easy. You pay someone else to do it. It's amazing. Yep.
There's a kid that'll do it for $8, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
$8 is all you have to pay.
You know, I never like the guy that comes around while you're shoveling your driveway. Like, it's almost done. Hey, do you want me to shovel your driveway? Where were you?
Yeah, yeah. I needed you an hour ago.
Hey, $50. Hey, no. Mm-mm. Get out of here. No, nope. $10. That's it. Bye. Hey, you need me to help? No, I don't. Thank you. Continue.
Tried it.
Brooks, she's the pigskin prognosticator, and then she takes on a filthy little nickel. Let me go ahead and go get the. I'm getting the.
Go ahead.
Go get the nickel, because right now,
rundown coin.
The season standings for Monica, she's 8-7,
mm-hmm.
so she's got 8 games correct, 7 games incorrect. Mm-hmm. The nickel is 7-8.
Okay.
The nickel is a game behind Monica. Yeah.
The nickel was doing well in the beginning, and now the nickel is on a little bit of a losing streak. Will Monica start to pull away? Her psychic abilities are sometimes terrifying, where she manages to nail the exact score or come very, very close in mm-hmm. the games. So we bring them all down, and we try to figure out who's who. So just remember, if Monica picks your team to lose, there is no hope.
That's it.
Yes,
for you.
You just have to worry about personal achievements at that time. Mm-hmm. Just you got to pad the stat line. That's what it is. That's what it's all about. So go ahead, Antoine. What do we have today?
All right, Monica. You just visited this school yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Lord Botetourt. The Cavaliers of Lord Botetourt.
What up, LB?
They have a home game against the Northside Vikings.
Ooh.
Oh, man. These are all my sound effects.
Ooh.
You have your Vikings, and then you have your Lord Botetourt.
Botetourt.
Did you say the Cavaliers? Is that what they are?
They are the Cavaliers.
Yes, of course they are, with those big hats. You know, those big hats. The ones with those large, thin swords that have the little handle thingy on them.
So what are you feeling, Monica, the Vikings or the Cavaliers?
It's going to be close. I'm going 34-27 LB.
34-27 LB.
Hey, LB and Northside, you are saying it's a high-scoring affair with a victory for Lord Botetourt. Let's see what the nickel says. We have flipped the coin. Oh, where'd it go?
Okay. Oh, it's gone. Okay.
Sorry, excuse me. I dropped it there for a second. The nickel says Lord Botetourt.
All right, the nickel agrees.
All right, there we go. Game two.
All right, we have the Franklin County Eagles traveling to take on the William Fleming Cardinals.
Okay.
Who are you feeling?
Love that chicken.
Well played.
Yep.
We're going to take on the Colonels.
Okay. So we have, what are the teams?
We have Franklin County traveling to take on the William Fleming Colonels.
Okay.
Shout out to Franklin County. Shout out to William Fleming.
Eagles and Colonels.
Okay. So I think it's 41-32 Eagles. They're going to win.
41-32.
Franklin County.
Big win for Franklin County. The nickel says... Franklin County also.
Oh, get out of here, nickel.
Oh, look at that nickel agreeing with you. It's interesting where if the nickel doesn't agree with you, you're mad at the nickel.
Yes. I know.
But if the nickel goes with
I'm
you,
I'm out either way.
The nickel is a stupid copy.
Yeah. Just angry.
That tarnished old coin. All right, next game.
All right, we have the Salem Spartans traveling to Cave Spring to take on the Knights.
Huh.
Who are you feeling for that game, Monica?
Woo. Spartans.
Spartans taking at the Knights.
Mm-hmm. 27-11, Spartans win.
27-11.
There we go.
11's not a score that you hear often in football games.
No,
not often. Every once in a while.
But don't question. Don't question the priest.
Swami over here. Yeah,
exactly. All right, here we go. The nickel also says Salem.
Oof.
There
okay.
You go.
Okay, well, the nickel knows. Salem's probably going to win that game.
Okay? Okay. All right, coin.
If you're a
bet
man. If you're betting on FanDuel right now.
Yeah, it was on FanDuel. I think the money line would be -1,000. Anyway, next
game. All right, last game. We have Jefferson Forest Cavaliers traveling to Heritage to take on the Pioneers.
Okay.
Who are you feeling for that one, Jefferson Forest or Heritage?
Doesn't it seem like Jefferson Forest plays Heritage every week?
I don't know. That's the only school they can play.
The three schools in Lynchburg, they all play
They play Sand River on occasion, Liberty, and that's it. Yeah.
They're in the same forest together
Yeah.
I always feel like it's sort of like I'm always convinced the Browns and the Bengals play every other week in the NFL. Yes. They're just always playing each other. Same thing. Yeah.
I think it's going to be 17-5, and Heritage, they're going to win.
Ooh, okay.
17-5. So you know when I said that 11 is a score that you rarely see in football games?
I'm taking
five. You see less frequently.
Yeah, five's an interesting one.
It is.
Hey,
if it happens,
we're buying lottery tickets. I'll tell you that. All right, here we go. The nickel says Jefferson Forest.
Okay.
So the nickel has gone against you on that
all right,
one.
All right.
All right. And just to clear up, we had a game from last week that was played on a Tuesday. It was Staten River taking on Allegheny. Uh-huh. Monica and the Nickel both picked Staten River. Staten River ended up winning that game.
Yes.
Ah, okay. So there's
one
more.
The score?
That's another. I do not have the score. Oh, actually, I take that back. Let me see if I do have the score in front of me. I don't have your score in front of me.
1-0. It was yes.
They won 37-6, but I don't have your score in front of me.
Monica predicted 37-6.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember it. It was exactly
all
what
right.
it is. Don't
so
look it up.
Let me
yeah.
run them down mm-hmm. real quick again. So, Monica, you have Lord Botetourt beating Northside. You have Franklin County beating William Fleming. You have Salem beating Cave Spring. And you have Heritage beating Jefferson Forest.
And the Nickel agrees with you on all of them except Jefferson Forest. Okay. So we will see what happens. We will get our results Monday morning. How did she do against that coin?
Hey, feeling good.
Friday vibes.
Yes.
How you feeling right now? You got to text in to 52353 and you let us know how you feeling good, why you feeling good. Like Heather in Sprout Springs, she texted in. Today's her birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And woo-hoo. Employee Appreciation Day.
Okay, so
they doubled up on it. Get all the gifts.
Nice. I know, and you know she's gonna just try to like wedge her birthday in there.
She has to.
Does she get the first piece of pizza that they offer or whatever it is for Employee Appreciation Day?
I think so.
You think
so?
And I hope it's a good Employee Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
Like I hope they really go all out and it's not just like some Nutri-Grain bars.
Oh, you don't want like sticky notes?
No, not like a Jean Day. No, yeah. I want balloons and music and money and lotto tickets, everything.
I would settle for the Nutri-Grain bar thing. I wouldn't really have that one either. Katie and Roanoke took PTO today. Get to do absolutely nothing. See ya. This one, feeling good. I'm going out of town to Tennessee to celebrate my birthday, and they're listening to us, and it makes their morning.
Okay.
So. You know, I tell you what, there was somebody else in here that had texted in to 52353, feeling good this Friday because I just learned we secured a babysitter for the night of Boo Bash, Eric in Troutville.
Nice.
Hey, Eric, so
first
we'll see
time.
You.
Yep. And there was another one. Yeah, feel good Friday because my hubby and I get to go out to dinner for our anniversary without children. Looking forward to a dinner quiet and don't have to constantly take someone to the bathroom when it's hot.
Yeah.
I'm noticing a trend.
Yeah. All the children are being left alone.
I feel like the kids are sucking the good out of them Friday.
We love it. We always
feel good
say,
once we get away from
there
them.
There are little blessings.
Well, we've all managed to figure out collectively this weekend how to dump them all, whatever. But you can let us know how you're feeling good. And it's not always dumping the children because I'm feeling good because it's father-daughter road trip this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to Philly. I'm taking a 12-year-old to a concert in a club.
Oh, this is going to be
making
exciting.
Making memories, though.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to remember this.
I was considering getting one of those, you know, the leashes with the backpack that they use on the little kids?
Nope, you cannot.
It's not a terrible idea.
Just to kind of keep
her. She'll be mad. You go to,
keep her close.
I know.
You don't want those memories. You're like, wow.
Am I allowed, Monica, because, you know, we're going to a show. It's in a club. I mean, this is a real show, man.
Yeah.
It's a rock and roll show. We're going to push each other around and that sort of thing. Can I tell her that she is always to be connected to my shoulder
yes.
at all times?
Oh, yeah.
You can't
for
tell
sure.
her that.
Yep. And I may have to figure out, and I apologize to any of the other patrons that will be in this place with us, but in order to always have line of sight with a 12-year-old in a club, mm-hmm. I feel like when I have to pee, I'm just going to have to stand at the entrance of the bathroom and go long distance. Like, like someone's going to have to help me out. Maybe what I'll do is I'll use an empty cup, and then they can relay it to the bathroom for me. I'm just going
to
need some help.
Yeah,
you
plan it out.
Right.
Oh, this is going to be a fun trip for you guys.
I don't think that's too much to ask, do you? How you feeling? Good? Why are you feeling good then, Antoine? What do you have?
I'm feeling good because basketball season for middle school is back. They did not, the girls and the boys, they didn't have a season last year due to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So like all of the middle school, the eighth graders got moved up to JV. So I'm excited for them. But for the middle schoolers, they didn't get a season last year. So season is kicking off now. I'm very excited. I got a great group of girls I get to coach. So I'm feeling good about it.
Ladies, this is a basketball. You haven't seen one in a long time. Here it
bounces.
See that thing with the netting on it? Throw this into that.
Shout out to all the girls.
Aww. Yeah.
I
know. And
them.
Basketball was not looking promising about a month ago.
No,
either.
It wasn't. Yeah. No, it wasn't. So I'm really happy.
Nice.
Happy.
All right. Text in to 52353. Give us your Friday vibe. See, there's other people that like kids. Mrs. Graham texted in. Middle school teacher feeling this Friday because I teach the best kiddos in the world.
Aww.
Shout out to my former students and my current eighth graders, Andrew Lewis Middle School. I love you all so much.
Aw.
You guys better behave today.
Except for Kyle. Kyle's got them Friday vibes, feeling good. I need one of those like drums, the little, what's that, bongo drums?
Yes.
That feels like a Friday thing, doesn't it?
It does.
I like it.
Yeah. Texting in 52353. We got some people on the phone as well. Monica, why are you feeling good?
I'm feeling good because I have gas in my car.
Okay. Woo. I'm glad you said it in your car. Because I thought a period was coming after gas.
No,
I'm feeling good because I got gas.
Freeing it up, baby.
Because I feel like I've been on the road a lot this week, and I still have gas. I still have a half a tank of gas. Like,
you have a half a tank?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I know. I'm surprised about that, too.
I've never known you to have that much gas
in your car. I know. I was surprised.
Monica usually starts at the base level of half a tank.
My car is coughing. And I'm like, you know, no, there's no cough or anything there. It's just
that's good.
Yeah.
And it is good that there was a part two to this. So thank you. Text 52353. There's another Ashley in Lynchburg. Feel good about a baby toddler-free weekend at Gatlinburg for our anniversary.
Tennessee?
The children are being left alone everywhere. Cindy feels good because she lost 15 pounds, able to wear a cute outfit to work today.
Congratulations.
Look at that. Let's see. This person says, not only is it Friday, but it is my last day at the worst job I've ever had. Take this job and shove it is my theme song for the day.
Mm.
Wait, is that Monica's phone number?
What is it? What? Did you
text that? That's why her car is filled up with gas.
Monica Brooks is driving away. Let's get Rhonda in here. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi.
All right, Rhonda.
I'm feeling bueno.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Look at her doing the Espanol.
I thought she was going to say bueno. Yeah. Okay.
Yep, Robin's feeling good because she's wasted this morning. It's fantastic. Nice. Why are you feeling good?
I found literally $500 in an old purse.
What?
Oh, that's really nice.
$500?
Wow. It was mine. I left it there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You still have my purse?
Yeah,
Robin? That's great. Thank you so much for holding on.
How do you forget $500?
How do you forget?
I know. I did. I went on it was like 8 months ago. I went on a trip with my boyfriend. Mm. And I guess I left it in there. I don't know.
Oh, look at that. I don't know. It's just I found $1 million.
I guess it makes sense. Like before trips, you want to get a lot of cash just in case, like the debit card, whatever, whatever.
That's amazing.
Put it off to the side. Forget it.
God, I get excited. I found like some old gum and a quarter in one of my old jackets when you go to the winter season. Well, Rhonda, I mean, congratulations. I am not giving you a Chromebook laptop.
Nope, you can buy one.
Yeah, you go buy your own. You'll be fine. Thank you for calling in. Let's see who else we got here. Hi, is this Becky?
This
Hi,
Becky.
Becky.
Yes, hey.
All right, Becky, why are you feeling good today?
I'm feeling good. Well, I'm on my
Oh, say I lost you there. Start again. We lost you on your phone. Why are you feeling good?
Well, today is my daughter's 14th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. What's her name?
Layla.
All right.
Her name.
Layla, happy birthday. Awesome. And you guys have big plans for the day or anything?
I'm going to be honest, I'm probably going to blow her birthday surprise, but she's getting lots of movies. She's a movie buff, and so we're probably just going to have a movie night with, you know.
Nice.
We're just going to have a family movie night.
Very nice. Well, you know what? Yeah. How about an additional surprise? Let's give her a Chromebook laptop for her birthday. How about that?
Oh,
there
Let's
you
do
go.
It.
Surprise! Nice. So then, now she can have her own movie day in her room
She's
without
leave
mom.
You guys.
Right, exactly what it is. The top moments of the week that was here on the K92 Morning Thing. We look back, we count them all down, we relive the moments, and then we bring them to you, like Monica Brooks and her whining about lunch because lunch is not fair. You had a very youthful energy to you when you were complaining about lunch because you really did. You sounded like a complaint that maybe Ava would throw out there, your daughter.
Oh, gosh.
Anytime you say me and my friends.
My friends.
Mm-hmm. Like, that is
Y'all
not,
don't say me and my friends?
Not as an adult.
I don't.
Have you said it?
I was hanging out with me and my friends.
I feel like Antoine, you said it.
I might have said it. I'm not going to condemn you because there's a chance I said it. Because
I'm not condemning.
Because I will refer to Tommy as my best friend, and you guys gave me a hard time about
friends.
That. So it's possible I said me and my friend.
When it's done in a complaining fashion.
Oh, yeah. Now, I don't sound like Monica when I do it.
There we go.
I love hanging out with my friends and having lunch, but why does lunch tend to like go by so fast and take up all the day? I want to hang out, and me and my friends, we want to hang out. We want to catch up and have drinks and talk.
Okay,
I hear it.
Me and my friends, we want to hang out. Nah, here we go. Go back to
friends,
it.
We want to hang out. We want to catch
up. Oh, wait, I missed it. Here we go.
Why does lunch tend to like go by so fast and take up all the day? I want to hang out, and me and my friends, we want to hang out. We want to catch up and have drinks and talk and stuff. And
Then the next thing you know, you look at the clock, you're like, gotta go.
A lot of times it's real easy in this world. You say to somebody, God, you sound old when you say something like that.
Yeah.
I would like to at least point out that when you were just complaining about lunch, man, you sounded so young.
You did. Because you're so like, young. Me and my friends, we just want to hang out.
We just want to hang out and catch up.
Just want to eat food and hang out. It's not fair.
I am an adult.
Yeah, dang sometimes.
It. Yes.
Sometimes they're folded.
That's another one that adults say. I am grown.
I am grown.
I am a big boy.
Yeah.
Tell me what to do. Yeah.
You know, Antoine is chock full of haterade this week, you jerk.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Haterade. He did say a lot this week.
Yeah. I don't think I hated on anything this week.
Oh, yeah.
Guys.
Oh, yeah.
I felt hated upon.
Uh-oh.
You and your flat stomach over there. Being all awesome and flat stomached and everything.
I can't really play along, so that's why I gave the question to you,
I know.
Because I have my Cowboys in my stomach.
It's funny that you tried.
I have my stomach and Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm. And then you heard Zach's feelings by saying, Zach, I'll throw that question to you.
Hey, Dad Bob. How's it going?
You just did.
Monica, you made it worse. You made it worse. Zach, I think you look great.
Shut up. There's many reasons why you suck right now, just so you know.
Oh, you're just crying laughing over there.
Sipping on your truth.
Monica, you are terrible. You are the instigator to get people. Now me and Zach are in the principal's office because of you.
I forgot about that moment.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to point out that I am the one that's at fault for that, allegedly at fault, when Monica asked a question and instigated the entire situation.
Yeah, but you have grown to expect that by now, okay? You understand the atmosphere that you are in and where you exist. You were set up by Monica Brooks, lover of Pennywise the Clown. Our top moment of the week, Monica's hatred toward Pennywise, and also just the general doofiness of these dorky children in the movie that are so dumb and just go, let me just walk right into the clown's mouth. I'll let Monica explain.
A lot of people seem to love Pennywise.
Yeah, but Pennywise, he just, hello. And then some little goofy child is, oh, hello, clown. Like, you know, like, what are you doing, child? Like, what are you doing?
You stop it.
What?
Because
that
she didn't have any friends.
Hi.
That little girl didn't have friends, and he used that against her
so
to get her to
come. So she goes under the bleachers for a friend?
I felt so bad for her.
I didn't. And I watched it again. I'm like, you know what? I don't feel bad.
It felt terrible for her.
Come closer if you want to talk to me.
She didn't have
come
any friends.
Closer. All right, clown. You look
poor
safe
thing.
And happy at night in the under the bleachers.
She didn't have any judgment either. Had she never read a book?
I know.
I mean, you would think a kid with no friends would have at least watched more television and known not to do that. Oh, poor little Vicky.
Mm-hmm. I feel so bad for Vicky.
You still feel bad for her.
I'm not even, like, this isn't even a joke. Like, I couldn't.
I know.
The other day, when we were off the air, I tried to play the clip to watch it, and I cut it off because I was like, no, not Vicky.
No, I watched it again. I thought, dang, Pennywise, you dropped a toe. No, no.
It's so hurtful.
Antoine be the next one. Hello, Antoine. Would you like a cheeseburger?
Well, yes.
I heard you like cheeseburgers. No one will eat cheeseburgers with me.
I'll eat a cheeseburger with you, Pennywise.
Would you like a delicious cheese? Come closer. Come get a bite of cheeseburger.
It'd get me every time.
Yep.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List. Number 3.
All things Adele. You know, because Adele, she has a piece of Celine Dion's chewing gum in her home, and she put it in a frame.
She's got a frame piece of gum.
Mm-hmm.
Celine Dion's gum.
Yeah.
How did she get it? How did she procure this piece of gum?
Celine spit it at her.
Oh, she was singing and it just flew out her mouth.
Yep, and Adele caught it. Thank you.
Adele
should play
those
wide
two,
receiver.
Those two, like, lots of just loud singing.
Mm-hmm.
Powerhouse voice.
Yeah, that is one where you think, oh my God, it would be amazing if you saw the two of them in concert together. But I do feel by midway through the second act, you think, oh God.
I'm so sad. And my ears hurt.
Why am I so tired?
My
brain even feels tired. All right, so the Celine Dion gum. I bet someone would pay, I would say at least $25,000 for that.
Oh, yeah.
For the gum. Because it's Celine Dion's gum as owned by Adele. So then if it was autographed.
What if it had a little piece of food in it? In the gum.
You're making this more and more disgusting by the
second. I mean, people would pay extra for it, right?
A piece of used floss by Adele.
Number 2.
Another Gwyneth Paltrow. She has her site Goop, and she's the one that knows everything about. She knows everything.
That's what she says, yes. Uh-huh.
Well, now she's working on a supplement for women to boost women's libido.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Because that libido, you need to boost it.
It always needs to be boosted.
It needs to be boosted.
Yes, you got to boost it.
Kind of like in Mario Kart, when you get a mushroom and you go faster all of a sudden.
She also says, you know, that she was the one that invented yoga, right?
Oh, she did.
Yeah,
okay.
She did that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She knows everything, Gwyneth Paltrow.
She does. She knows absolutely
everything.
What
was her first movie? Do we even have a movie that we like her in?
I'm sure.
Iron Man?
I'm sure. Well, there you go.
But did we like her in it?
Yeah.
But did we like her in it?
We liked.
I didn't. I like Pepper Potts. I'm a fan of Pepper Potts.
But I'm trying to figure really out what that important. Mm-hmm. That's where it all comes down. Yeah,
where did I see her before then?
Her head was in a box.
Was it?
Yeah.
Are you just saying that?
She was young Wendy in Hook with Robin Williams and all that. That was her second movie. The second movie she ever did.
She was 5 years old.
Yeah, she was like super young.
No, her head is in the box.
In a box. Okay.
Number one.
No good for Alec Baldwin. He killed someone.
I know.
Yeah. Wait, let me pull it up. Yeah. Okay.
The story's crazy.
Yeah, I saw that story.
Yeah, he had a prop gun. Well, he thought it was a prop gun, and it went off.
Well, I think it was still a prop gun, but it just shot something out like a projectile. Yeah,
that's what they're trying to figure out, if it was a prop gun or a gun used as a prop. They're trying to figure out the language.
Yeah, he injured a director, and he shot and killed another person on set. Yeah. Oh, gosh, that's awful. Awful day.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, clearly.
The movie Rust. And of course, we'll all watch it because we know this terrible story.
Or if it ever comes out. Yeah. You know, no. You don't even know.
I think you have to.
And to be honest, before this happened, I'm not a big Alec Baldwin actor fan.
You
like
him
like comedian stuff. But beyond that, like, this is terrifying. Can you just imagine? Because in so many movies, so many shows, they use like prop guns, prop weapons.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, accidents like this happen.
I mean, it has happened in the past. Was it Bruce Lee's kid?
Yeah.
Yes.
And when he was filming The Crow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And you were talking about Eddie Murphy's friend.
Oh, yeah. I was watching. There's a show on Netflix called How the Movie Was Made or something like that. And they profile different movies. Each episode is a movie. And they kind of give you behind the scenes and everything. And I watched the one for Coming to America. And the guy who directed Coming to America, John Landis, didn't work for a while in Hollywood because an actor and two children died in a helicopter accident, and, you know, stunt gone wrong.
It's crazy.
Filming the Twilight Zone and everything, but it does happen. I mean, you think about it. Look at all the stuff Tom Cruise does. I mean, that's nothing dangerous.
Yeah.
It's not like it's just all made up and on a computer somewhere.
If that happens, I mean, Alec Baldwin, I think you just want to retire. You just want to be done.
He's an emotional guy, too.
Yeah.
I could totally see him just being done.
He's done.
And going into just doing spiritual yoga and meditation all the time, totally. But yeah, certainly feel for him and the families and everything
our
like
condolences.
That. Yeah. Pop Spelling Bee. Binge Watch Weekend on the way. K92 Morning Thing Friday Vibe. It's a hip hop spelling bee. The hip hop spelling bee.
Say what?
I said the hip hop spelling bee. The hip hop spelling bee.
Showed up.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Yeah. That's the best you're going to get from me. Let's play the hip hop spelling bee.
Sometimes it happens that.
You just got to bust a rhyme.
It goes like that.
It does. But it goes like this. You're going to text in now to 52353. You're going to let us know who you think is going to win. Will it be Antoine, who likes to insert his name into different songs?
I do.
His current one is Industry Baby.
Yes.
What's the line again? What's it?
You call me Twan, but the hood call me Tweezay.
Yeah, the hood and chattel.
Yeah, you
say,
know
hey,
it.
What up? What up?
Exactly. Main Street, what up?
He actually
Post office.
It's just a hoodie that's just laying on the ground on Main Street. Oh, I'm Monica Brooks, who does not insert her name into songs, but she did win Sing the Next Line today. So there
is
that. Is she on a roll?
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. So text in to 52353. What do we have prize-wise?
Pick a haunted house. We have Terror Manor tickets. We have Blue Ridge Nightmares. That comes along with some Hardee's biscuits. Barktoberfest, that's going on this weekend at Elmwood Park.
Which I guess if you're afraid of dogs, that's the worst haunted house.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so choose from all of those. So who do you think is going to win? Will it be Antoine? Will it be Monica in the hip hop spelling bee? Let's go ahead.
Round one.
And play the game. Monica, since you won Sing the Next Line earlier, I'll give you the choice, first or second.
I will go first.
Okay. Monica first, Antoine second. Here we go. Hip hop spelling bee, spell it right. You get a point. Get it wrong, your opponent has a chance to steal. Let's do this. Please spell beans.
Beans?
Beans.
Okay.
It's beans.
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 B-E-A-N-S. Beans.
Beans.
Is. Yes.
That means you're wrong.
That would just be too simple.
That would just be stupid
for
if
beans.
We were to spell it correctly.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would make sense.
Finally, you're learning.
All right.
Took you long enough.
Dang.
Jeez. Antoine, your chance to steal beans.
Oh.
Beans.
Beans.
All right. Well, I'm going to go beans. B-E-A-N-Z.
Oh, like
beans.
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 Yes.
Correct.
I didn't get a hint of z.
I didn't get a hint of it either, but you said that, so I went the other way.
Yeah,
I'm glad you went first.
You give me that z.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hand you the answer.
You didn't know you did hand me that.
I'm going to spell it out for you next time. That's fine. No point for you there. Antoine, here's yours. Please spell Wait, I can't even say it. Jesse.
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 All right. Jessie.
That was hard to say, man. What? Over my mouth, I was like, Jessie.
Your lips got stuck.
All right, Jessie. Jessie. J-E-S-H-I-E. Jessie.
Jessie is...
That means
okay,
you're
Jessie.
Wrong.
Jessie.
I think it's J-E-S-H-E. Jessie's girl.
Jessie's girl.
Well, how did that come out?
What I don't know.
Jessie's girl.
That means you're wrong.
Both of you so close. Man. The correct answer for Jessie is J-E-S-H-I.
Oh.
That was it. Yep. Each of you missed it by one letter for Jessie. Which does sound like your braces are messing with you or your head.
Trying to drool.
It is a drooly name. Can't be doing that one. All right, Antoine, you're in the lead.
Round two.
Monica, you need this one to tie it up. Please spell face Yoda.
Face Yoda.
Face Yoda.
Face Yoda.
Face Yoda. Face Yoda. Give you face Yoda.
Ooh,
what
are they going to do with that?
Yoda. Face.
Face.
Yoda.
Mm. Okay, so I'm going to go face Yoda. F-A-C-E. What are they doing with that Yoda?
What are they doing with that Yoda?
Yoda.
That
what poor are they little do with
green
that Yoda?
Boy. What are they doing to him?
They're going
to
do a Y-O-D-D-A. Y-O-D-D-A.
Y-O-D-D-A.
Yoda.
That means you're wrong.
I'm sorry. Face Yoda.
All right. I'm going to go straight forward. Face Yoda. F-A-C-E Y-O-D-A. Face Yoda. It's going straight forward.
That means you're wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry. The correct, and I use air quotes spelling of face Yoda is F-A-S-E-Y-O-D-A. Yoda.
Okay.
All right, comes down to this one. Antoine, you're in the lead. So you get it right, you win. You get it wrong, Monica gets a chance to tie it all up with what I believe is my favorite rapper name of the day, so much so that I even went and listened to his song, which I did not like. But here it is, Land Strip Chip.
What?
Land Strip Chip.
Land Strip Chip. Land
Jessie.
Strip.
Jessie. Chip. Land Strip Chip.
All right. Land Strip Chip. L-A-N-D-S-T-R-I-P-C-H-I-P. Land Strip Chip.
Land Strip Chip.
Very straightforward.
It is. Mm-hmm. Get it right, you win. Get it wrong. Monica has a chance to win this game. She does not.
Correct.
Oh, crap. I wanted to be a dollar sign.
I know, be nice in there. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up
in the building, everybody hands go up. And what they do.
And they stay there.
You know, Antoine, I will say, and they stay there. When it comes to you winning.
All I do is squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. And if you go in here, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
I don't necessarily root for you to win, but
right.
When you do, I'm happy to know that I'm getting it on the beat. There is at least that.
Okay, I'll
congratulations,
take it.
Antoine.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
First, we want to talk about TV thingies, the stuff we can look at in movies and whatnots.
Things to watch, things to get lost in over the weekend.
And lots of people are getting knee deep in the scary movies.
Yes.
Monica is neck deep in the scary
all
movies.
All of them.
Actually, I believe you have
wins.
Just, you held your breath and went all the way underwater.
I told you yesterday I was watching Critters. That's an old, old one. And it's so goofball
and
cheesy.
Don't waste your time.
But waste your time. Waste your time. Waste your time, please, on it.
Waste your time.
Have it on in the background.
All right.
I love it.
And as I promised, we're going to get to it later, but we had Monica, because she is the queen of horror movies. She picked one of our Binge Watch Weekend selections.
Yeah.
And Zach's going to pick one next Friday.
Yes, I am.
But we're going to jump right in. There is a new movie out in movie theater. This one isn't so much a horror movie as it is a sci-fi movie. People have been waiting for it. It is Dune.
Oh, Dune.
Dune is out in the movie theaters today. They say, and when I say they, I mean critics, say that this is what Star Wars was based on, and this is actually a better version of Star Wars.
Dune is one of those ones where there was an original movie way back, I don't know, 70s, 80s, 84. Something like that, and it's kind of a cult classic.
Yes.
Okay. Which means wasn't super popular or super exciting to watch.
But the book is the highest selling sci-fi book.
Oh,
that's
ever
made. Yeah. And so it stars Jason Momoa. It stars my girl Zendaya. Zendaya.
Okay.
So, yeah. And
maybe I'll watch.
There's houses in it. Like Game of Thrones houses is what
okay.
I mean.
Yeah.
But it's sci-fi where they're after this spice. And spice is basically like us and oil. Like how everybody's after oil. And so they're all trying to get this spice. And and all that. There's different houses that's fighting for it, et cetera, et
cetera. It's got kind of a Mad Max meets Star Wars sort of vibe to it, is probably the
way you can picture it.
And a lot of sand. Just sand everywhere.
Yeah,
so very dry.
I'm actually going to check that out today.
Yeah, I would
check that one out. And this one has been delayed because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a big deal, and I'm into that one.
The runtime is 2 hours and 35 minutes, just to let you know, Monica.
You said in 35 minutes?
2 hours and 35 minutes, yes.
Ooh. She could barely listen to you say it for that long.
Yeah, that's so long. All right, on Peacock, we have a show on Peacock. It's called One of Us is Lying. The premise of the show grabbed my attention. Basically, five kids, there's high school kids, they all have detention. They go into detention, all five kids. Only four kids come out alive.
Well.
And all the other four that come out alive, they all have a motive to have killed this fifth kid.
Okay.
They all have reason. They all have a background story that gets brought out, brought to the light. And so you're trying to watch and figure out which one of these students killed one of their classmates.
You know, I do feel like that would be more of a deterrent to detention if you knew that one kid didn't come
out. Somebody didn't make it out.
Right. Yeah. Sort of like haunted houses, the same thing. Kids aren't afraid of detention. Like, whatever, I'll just sit here for an hour. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't make it out, well, maybe you don't want detention anymore.
Each student, Browen, Addie, Nate, and Cooper, they all had the opportunity and individual motives to have killed this kid. So you
it was Cooper.
Whodunit. And Zach, it's on Peacock, but Zach, it's one of those where episodes come out weekly. So right now there are five episodes already out. So you can
each week I can be reminded that I don't have Peacock, which is good.
Out of those names, who do you think did it?
What were the names again?
Browen. Addie, Nate, and Cooper.
No, it's Cooper. I think Cooper.
No, it's Nate.
You think Nate?
Yeah, because you don't expect Nate. You think Nate, well, Nate will never kill anybody.
Cooper's kind of a sweet.
Coop.
But Cooper does have a dark side.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. I'd say if not Nate, Cooper.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I think. Yeah,
Browning.
Fun-loving Nate. Yeah.
But, all right. And that is One of Us is Lying, and that's on Peacock. And last but not least, on HBO Max, Monica's Choice, Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat. Okay, I don't know this one.
Yeah, it's a fun one. It's a little older, not too old. I think it's like in 2000, something like that. But it's basically four stories in one movie, and all the characters, they kind of start to blend together and meet up during the movie.
Is it scary? Is it a family horror movie?
It's a mix of everything. That's what I love about it.
All right.
And Dylan Baker, I think that's his name. He's in it. I like him.
Yes, Dylan
Baker. He's
been
in a lot of other stuff, and he's kind of creepy. He has a creepy.
Anna Paquin's in it.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it came out in 2007.
I don't remember this movie at all.
There's a little gore to it. It's funny. It'll make you laugh. And he's basically, Dylan is his character. He's a principal. And he's also a serial killer.
Well, you know.
So then you go and you follow what he's doing. It's a fun one.
And based off of the synopsis, it says, Tales of Terror reveal the consequences of extinguishing a jack-o'-lantern before midnight.
It's everything Halloween in the movie that you want.
And it's basically called the Halloween movie.
It's Trick or Treat.
Yeah, Trick or Treat. All right, and that's HBO Max.
Yep. All right, so to run it down real quick, Monica's suggestion, which is Trick or Treat, is on HBO Max. On Peacock, One of Us is Lying, and in the movie theaters, and also on HBO Max, Dune.
K92MorningThang.com. If you want to see the trailers, you need the information later. That is your Binge Watch Weekend.
It's the K92 Morning Thangs.
Yeah.
Most viral.
Man, I forgot about some of these, too.
Uh-oh.
They were running down this list of a bunch of different, you know, memorable moments on TV talk shows and all the daytime talk shows. Mm-hmm. Like when Jerry Springer interviewed a guy who married his horse.
Oh,
I don't remember that one.
I had forgotten about that one, too.
Oh.
Apparently, there's a guy who married his horse. Or do you remember when Tom Cruise lost his mind on Oprah?
No.
You don't remember
that? I remember that one. Yeah, when he was jumping on the couch.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
I'm in love.
I've never seen that.
I know.
We've never seen you behave this way before.
I know.
Have you ever felt this way before?
And he just jumps on the couch. He was like, odd and erratic and weird, that entire interview.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was one that just people talked about that for a while. What was that 2005? He was there to promote War of the Worlds, but he must have had like too much candy or something. All hyped
too many
up.
Skittles.
Yep. Let's see some other ones we have here. Tyra Banks pretending to have rabies. Anyone remember that one?
Nope.
Vaguely.
Oh, my God. She just, all of a sudden, she pretended to take a drink and then went to sit down and was, woof.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
She was crawling around on the ground barking like a dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh.
I know. I would say on Dr. Phil, this would probably be the most memorable one of all time is the Cash Me Outside girl.
Oh, yes.
How about that?
Made her career.
It did?
That's what I always do, and they never catch me. Ain't nobody gonna catch me.
Ooh. He's 13 years old in this.
Because you're too streetwise?
Yup.
Dr. Phil is the best. Because you're too streetwise?
And all these hoes laughing like something funny.
She's talking about the audience that they're laughing at her.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes?
Yep. Catch me outside. How about that?
How about that?
Who gave it cue to clap? Everyone clap.
I loved that one. That was great. Or when Jimmy Kimmel just destroyed Jay Leno on his own show. That was another one.
I don't remember this one.
So this goes back to when Jay Leno had the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And they had already made the decision that they were going to move Conan O'Brien. He had been promised that forever. And Jay was supposed to give it to him. Jay had promised it to him also, but he didn't want to leave. When it came time to leave, he didn't want to go. So he ended up kind of just going back on his word and kind of screwed over Conan and all that stuff. But they gave him this primetime show for a little while. And for some reason, he thought it would be a good idea to let Jimmy Kimmel be on his show, even though Kimmel was totally team Conan in all of this. So this is them. We're just asking questions.
Number five, you're known for pranks. What's the best prank you ever pulled?
I think the best prank I ever pulled was I told a guy that 5 years from now, I'm going to give you my show. And then when the 5 years came, I gave it to him, and then I took it back almost instantly.
Wow. Very good prank.
I think he works at Fox or something now.
Yeah, I got you.
He kept going, too.
Number seven, you grew up in Las Vegas and hosted The Man Show. What's the most number of lap dances you've had in one night?
Jay, my mother's watching the show, so... Actually... No, wait a minute. The show's canceled, right? Nobody's watching the show. Yeah, my mother's not watching the show.
My mom's not watching.
Yeah, that was a bad idea. But again, we're running through the most memorable talk show moments of all time. It's Oprah, man.
I know.
When she gave everybody a car, and I think everybody in the audience pooped themselves. I mean,
couldn't believe it.
It was insane.
Listen carefully. Inside one of these boxes is a key. Do not open it yet. If your box has a key, you will be the last person today to get one of those cute little G6s. Okay? Who will it be?
They start opening.
Oh, my God.
Are you ready? Hold on. Are you ready? Cue the drum roll. All right, open your boxes. Open your boxes. One, two, three.
Crap, but I put myself in that audience.
Oh,
every
my
time
God.
I hear.
You were loving it.
Yes.
Just think of how everybody feels who went to see the Oprah Winfrey Show the day before.
Don't do that.
My God.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.